Right now, let's roll into Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Dallas Dodge and the Corner Bakery. And here's the great Gordo.
All right, look, we're talking gender roles today and Ladies' Day and double standards in particular. So, ladies, if you would like to join our conversation, 214-787-1310, the telephone number, ladies only, P1 chicks only. This is the show of record that is P1 female friendly.
Do they need a password for this premium content?
No, okay. This is password free.
Stop encouraging him.
I just wanted to say.
If a woman has a boring and repetitive job with low pay, that's exploitation. If a guy has one, he needs to get off his rear and find a better job.
Big Strong Jeremy.
If you get a promotion ahead of her, it's favoritism. If she gets one ahead of you, it's equal opportunity. How about if you cry? Do women like men who cry? If you don't cry, you're an insensitive jerk. If you do cry, you're kind of weak.
You're not a man.
Yeah, not fully man. If you ask her to do something she doesn't enjoy, that's being dominating. That's kind of being dominating. If she asks you to do something you don't enjoy, it's called a favor. If you try to keep yourself in shape, are you vain? If you don't, you're a slob.
Right.
Which is it? You got to get that balance. If you're proud of your achievements as a man, you're full of yourself. And if you're not, you need more ambition. I mean, all your friends are getting ahead. Why aren't you doing it? If you want it too often, of course, you're oversexed. And if you don't want it enough, then you're being neglectful of her. What's wrong with her?
You're not interested in her.
Not interested in her. How about the breakup double standards? Anytime there's a breakup, it's always the same two stories. The one for the story for the man, he's a jerk. The woman is the victim.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost always that way. Men, think about cheating, okay? Men and women cheat, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the man cheats, he's a dog, controlled by libido. It's his fault. If a woman cheats, the man was not meeting her needs. Therefore, he needs to examine what was missing in the relationship that he was not bringing to the table.
Why is that?
He missed her crying out for attention.
Yes.
There wasn't
an
emotional connection there, and she had to go elsewhere.
She had to go elsewhere for
She had to.
Right. It's not her fault.
Right.
It's the man's fault. How about if men... I've never experienced this one, but I had someone complain to me about this, said that, you know, that when the wife got home... a lot of these, by the way, I've also found in... God, I need to plug this article that I found. It was really good. But anyway, woman gets home. The guy starts asking her about his day. And she's like, what are you doing? You're just trying to dig up dirt on me because you're all jealous and suspicious and possessive and everything. He's like, no, I was just asking about your day. And then when she asked him all the same questions, well, no, I'm asking you because I care.
God. I think I may know why women have so many double standards and why it's so unfair to the men. Is it because of the years of oppression?
Yes, that's exactly why.
And this is how they're getting back at men?
It's exactly why, in our stereotypes on television, the guy's always the bumbling idiot, and you make the woman the rolling her eyes standing next to him as he screws up another home improvement project.
And she'll straighten it out.
And all that silly stuff. But you can't really do the girl being dumb thing, because it's like, that's a little, you know, that plays into a stereotype and all this sort of thing. Yes, it's always okay to make fun of the people in power. And because white males were the ones in power for so long, those are the ones that it's safe to take shots at. Now, there are double standards at work against women, and the most notable one is the stud versus slut double standard.
Right.
The man sleeps around, he's kind of a stud, and the woman sleeps around, she is an absolute disgusting slut. Stay away from her. That one works against the woman. How about this one? Here's a sexual one that's kind of tense. So let's say that you have a couple that is enjoying the pleasures of bodily copulation.
In a natural way.
You guys understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why is Ty raising the roof?
Because it's something...
Sort of gang signals, too.
Because that is something that he one day hopes to enjoy himself.
Absolutely.
Okay. If the man is not achieving that most glorious moment of bodily perfection. You know what I'm saying?
If the man...
If the man is not having an orgasm...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's something wrong, erectile dysfunction. What are we doing here? Well, there's some problems. You have a medical problem. The problem is with the man, right? Mm-hmm. If the woman does not achieve... Well, the man needs to be a better lover. I mean, what's going on here? Come on. What's wrong with this guy?
Yeah. Why is it always on the man?
Yes. Yeah. Why doesn't the man sit there and say, well, you know, I failed to get there, but it's kind of on you. I mean, if you're a little bit better at this.
It's the guy taking the shorts.
Yes. Right,
so while we line them up, we're looking for women to talk about these double standards. Do they play into them? Do they play them up? Do they think they're
Which
unfair?
Which one's bugging the most? Yeah. Yeah, do they think it's unfair?
Take advantage of it. 214-787-1310. 214-787-1310. And again, women only.
And by the way, women are going to come up with a lot of these. Now, obviously, the list we came up with are generally the ones that work against the man. They're the man gripes. But I'm sure women have tons of gripes about men, you know, that there's double standards. I'll tell you one that if I was a woman, I'd be pretty ticked about is the equal pay for equal work thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's really annoying. That the woman doesn't get paid as much as the man based purely on her gender.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong.
Did you get Tobin's email? He says the one that really puts a bee in his bonnet is the dress code for men. He says in his office, it's slacks, a collared shirt, coat and tie. But for women... Open-toed shoes, short skirts, flip-flops, capri pants. They can wear pretty much anything.
You can't wear that?
Lots of revealing stuff.
Right. But doesn't that work in the man's favor? That he gets to see the shorter skirts?
Yeah, from the comfort angle, no. But from the eye candy
angle... But it is a double standard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still the same. Yeah, 214-787-1310. Are we ready to go to the phones, Craig?
We are, and we're going to start off with lovely Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Uh-oh.
Or Carol? She
should be on the ticket.
Carol, you're on
I thought she was going to go on the ticket.
You're on a successful appearance on AM radio.
Hi, Carol.
Good morning.
Oh, there you are. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're still worth something.
A very young-looking 43.
Ooh, All right. Nice. How many children do you have?
I have two of my own children, and I have two bonus children, and they're teens and early adults.
Whoop.
Bonus children. They came free with the other ones?
I bought a husband and I got two kids free.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're raising some other woman's kids too?
Partly, yes.
Do you not love them as much?
No, I adore them.
Yeah, but you don't love them as much. They're not real kids.
Okay, just ask her about double standards.
Oh,
would
sorry.
You not get bogged down in that?
Well, all maybe right. She has double standards for the kids. Since
yeah.
They're from different mothers.
Well, it's sort of like comparing Coca-Cola to Shasta. It's similar, but not really the same. But
oh, my gosh.
I take it your kids are Coca-Cola.
Of course.
And the imports are Shasta.
Jeez.
At least you're honest.
Hey.
At least you're honest. Okay. So what kind of double standards is grinding your gears this morning?
Well, I'm not a fan of feminism because I believe that feminism has actually set us back.
Yeah, that's the truth.
That's exactly right. She's got a point, folks.
Yeah, she does.
I really think that it's groomed women to... That, they now believe that they should have everything, and I think that it's really emasculated men. And so now men, they just don't know what we want, and they're never going to know what we want because we won't tell them. And I think that...
Because they're supposed to guess it. They're supposed to know without being told.
Now, you know, I've slept around, but...
Oh, my. All right. Let's stop here. Let's stop here. We got a nice little opportunity to stop. Now, when you say that you slept around, this is your second marriage, right?
Yes, but no, I haven't cheated on my husband, no.
Okay. When did you sleep around most? Before the first husband or between the first and second husband?
I spent my 30s being single, and I slept around when I was in my 30s.
Like how many guys would you say you slept with in your 30s?
Well, I internet dated, so maybe that should answer your question.
Well, give us kind of more of a figure. Give us a ballpark figure. And once again, this is all
scientific data.
It's a scientific data. You're in the circle of trust.
And we promise not to judge you.
We're not going
to
react in any sort of way or whatever.
2025.
You whore! You are a slut and you know
tramp.
It!
Tramp. You tramp.
I'm sorry.
Well, the issue is that maybe I was a slut, but nobody knew I was a slut because I didn't tell everybody or advertise it.
That's right. You would never go on the air with that figure.
Exactly.
Now, does your current husband, does he know this body count that you've amassed?
No, he's in the car with me, and he just knows that I'm throwing out a number, but he doesn't know what we're talking about.
Oh, he does know. Jeez.
Oh, my. Do you know how many women he slept with?
I don't know exactly, but he's a good boy. He married a younger woman who was wild, so I would say under 10.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, and you're so heavily trafficked.
Damn, that hurt.
Got more.
All right. Huh. Don't say anything else to Carol. Right. She's a nice woman.
All right, Carol, we do thank you for your courage and honesty. So far you told us that you slept with 24 men just in your 30s and that you don't consider your stepkids real kids.
I had fun. What can I say?
All right, call anytime. Thank you, Carol. That was the lovely Carol.
She was great.
It was a great laugh.
What a great leadoff hitter on Ladies' Day.
Yes, she's on base.
How about Heather?
All right, Heather.
Can't go wrong with a Heather.
That's a hot girl's name. Hello? Hi, Heather.
Hey, how are you?
How old are you?
36.
Okay.
Or 36, what?
36 is the way you pronounce it.
36.
And are you married?
I am.
How long have you been married?
We've been married for, 8 years, but we've been together for 17.
Wow. Hmm. 17 years with the same guy. Now, there was a time in your marriage that was kind of rough, right?
Yeah, there's been a few. You know, it goes up and down.
Goes up and down?
What
do you think was the...
That's what she said.
Jeez.
What do you think was the worst... What was the worst time of your marriage?
Well, when... It's been for a while now that my family likes to just come and live with us. So it puts a little strain on my husband. So I have to give him a lot of slack.
So does he spend the night out sometimes when your family is there?
No, never that. But he spent some time on the couch, you know, and on the kids' bed.
Has he ever confessed to cheating on you?
Confessed? No.
Never confessed?
Never confessed.
Okay. And you, have you ever cheated on him?
No.
Okay. And so how many men have you slept with in your lifetime?
I thought we were talking about double standards.
We're getting to that, George. Calm down. You need to let it unfold.
So what's the question?
How many men have you slept with in your lifetime? And once again, this is all completely anonymous.
Now, do they all count as men if they're, like, substandard? You know, if they're a little lacking?
Whoa, wait a second. You know what? We ought to do a segment on this sometime. And this may be uncomfortable for the P1 male.
What if you discover man breasts? Are they still a man?
That's still a man. But the have you ever heard of something called the micro penis?
Yes.
You have firsthand experience?
It was two fingers, really. But we didn't do that because it's not worth your time, really.
I've heard from women who say that they would be with a guy, like this guy, and be interested in dating him and everything, and then it comes to that bodily act, and the guy is like a child.
It's a done deal, no.
Just because you've been told that, Gordo, doesn't mean that you can't get over it and eventually...
Well, this is why all my relationships failed. Oh, God, what am I saying? No, that really disturbs me. And apparently there are a lot of men out there who are very challenged.
Not you.
In the area. With me?
No, not you.
Ma'am, I had to get a reduction.
Oh, goodness.
Just to make it more human.
Whatever.
All right, so double standards.
Well, why is it that after time, and this is, of course, not my husband, because he's a very good-looking man. Why is it when a man gains weight, then he's just, it's a sign of happiness? You know, he's happy in his marriage. Maybe that's why my husband hasn't gained weight. I don't know.
That's right, but if a woman gains weight...
if a woman does, she's let herself go.
That's right. That is a great double standard. Good one. Thanks for your call. Yeah, women in the looks department, there's a huge double standard
there. They don't get away with nearly as much.
No. And women are primarily valued based on their looks, whereas men are valued on their status or success or wealth and all that sort of thing. So a guy kind of gets the can do the end around on aging and all that mess.
Mm-hmm.
Because his value is not based on his physical appearance.
I think we just stumbled into our next Ladies Day segment, Substandard Men. I bet they've got some great stories about not just micropenis, but just surprises in the bedroom.
Yeah. All right. Who do we have next, Craig?
Surprise. We have Casey.
Ooh, Casey. Hi, Casey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Welcome to the program. My name is Gordon Keith, ma'am. Nice to talk to you. Nice to talk with you. All right. How old are you, Casey?
I'm 39.
You got a cute voice.
Oh, thank you.
You cute in other areas?
I believe I am, yeah.
You're creeping her out. Just ask her the question.
You are a 36B, correct?
No.
What are you?
34D.
So you weren't 34D.
Even
close. All right now.
Now we're talking to somebody here.
Moving on.
A Dairy Queen.
Have you had children that have gained sustenance from those two areas?
I have one.
One child. How old's your child now?
She just turned 14.
14?
Oh, a teenager.
Wow, you had a baby kind of young, didn't you?
25.
Yeah, that seems old to me. I mean, seems young to me. Okay, now, you're currently married?
No.
What happened there?
No, you don't want to know.
No, we have to know.
Gordo wants to know.
We have to know.
It just kind of fell apart. Let's go with that.
How did it fall apart?
Other people.
Okay, so one of you cheated.
Yeah.
And which one was it?
Well, it wasn't the one you're talking to.
Mm-hmm. So that really narrows it down for us.
Walk in on it?
No, I did not.
How did you discover it?
Through texts and emails.
So you found his phone and went through his text?
It's Tiger. No, something was forwarded to me.
Ooh. From the girl?
No, by accident.
Your husband forwarded something to you by accident?
Yeah.
And what did it say?
No, we're not going there.
No, you can go there. It's okay. We're in a tree of trust.
No, I'm moving on to dating.
Well, we are. We're going to get to there, but we really need to know this.
You got that out of her. Just leave her alone. You don't want to talk about it.
It discussed intimate things, didn't it?
That's why people hit you all the time.
People don't hit me all the time. Did it discuss intimate things?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm all over it. It's all good.
All right, but my question is, did you have any idea before that?
No clue.
Oh, just blindsided.
Yeah.
And when you confronted him, did he admit immediately or deny it?
No, it wasn't a girl. It was a buddy he was going to meet. Wait.
He was cheating with a buddy of his?
No. He told me it was a buddy.
Oh, that was
But it was
story.
A girl.
It was a girl.
Oh, okay. His cover story was that it was a buddy. Well, did he ever cop to having this affair?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to gather more evidence first, or did he finally just wear down and start crying?
Well, after she got pregnant, it kind of...
Okay, all right.
So, okay, moving on.
Wait a second. She gets pregnant, he tells you he's not cheating, and then finally has to come to you and say, hey, look, I got this girl pregnant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good times. You want to be me?
Oh.
Okay.
And so, how did you handle that?
Not very well.
Did you tell him to immediately leave, or did you guys try to work on it?
No, he was already gone. He had already left.
So have you dated much since then?
I've been out with a couple guys.
Have you gone full bore with any of them?
One I dated for a couple of years.
So. Oh, okay.
And that's, he was 10 years younger than me.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, so I played the cougar role for a little while.
Was he challenged in that downstairs area?
No.
Have you ever had a guy that was challenged in the downstairs area?
No.
Well, you've really attacked the subject of double standards here. This has just been tremendous.
Let me ask you about double standards.
8 minutes later.
Do you have any double standards that really bug you?
No, not really. I'm pretty easygoing.
Well,
why'd you call in?
Well, no.
She forgot well, now.
That's the question.
I'm 39. I was dating a guy that was 29, so I'm a cougar.
Yeah, you're a cougar.
And then after we broke up, I started hanging out with somebody who was 59.
Whoa.
And so what does that make him?
A male cougar?
A stud.
No, yeah, he's a stud.
He's a stud?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're a cougar.
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
Do you like to have your hair pulled?
Sure.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my.
What kind of a question is that, George?
I didn't ask it.
All right, thanks for your call, sweetheart. Take care.
Okay.
You have a good day.
All right.
All right, we've run out of time here, but, we're getting to such good stuff, and we still have girls waiting online. Well, stay tuned next week, Thursday, Ladies' Day, every Thursday at 9:10.
And finally, Pat, the P1 from Plano, he emails his favorite line about the double standard from Bill Burr, stand-up comic, who said, "In the unlikely event that we find ourselves on the Titanic, you get to leave and I have to stay and die." He thus defines the unequal pay as a premium for that social moray and is more than happy to give it up when women start going down to face the burglar in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Yeah, what's with that?
That's perfect.
Once she does, then she can get equal pay.
Yeah. It's basically hazard pay for us.
All right, that is The Corner, 9:34 on The Ticket. Coming up next, while Matt